And now your political insights. As he hailed the passage of the first tax rate hikes in 20 years, a terse warning from the president on the fight to come.
I will not have another debate with this Congress over whether or not they should pay the bills that they've already racked up.
Minutes after the fiscal cliff bill passed the House, and just before he left to return to his Hawaiian vacation, President Obama said future spending cuts must go hand in hand with new measures, cutting tax loopholes and breaks. He urged a little less drama ahead of the next deal. 85 House Republicans voted with most Democrats to pass the cliff bill. John Boehner cast a rare vote as Speaker, siding with the ayes. But Majority Leader Eric Cantor voted no, along with number 3 House Republican Kevin McCarthy. And looking ahead to the 2016 GOP primary debates, note that Paul Ryan voted yes on the cliff deal, while Marco Rubio voted no. Also worth noting, by the way, the package includes not just an extension of tax cuts for 98% of Americans, but also tax breaks for Hollywood, rum producers in the Caribbean, railroad operators, and algae growers, some of Washington's favorite industries who benefit from annual tax extenders. And those are your political insights. I'm Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.